This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. Nearly 30 years after one of the most infamous unsolved murders in music history, jury selection begins Monday in Las Vegas for 63-year-old Dwayne Keefe D. Davis. Davis is charged with murder with the use of a deadly weapon in the fatal September 1996 drive-by shooting of hip-hop icon Tupac Shakur and the wounding of Death Row Records CEO Marion Shug Knight. Prosecutors allege that Davis was the shot caller of a four-man crew seeking revenge after an earlier fight between Tupac, Knight, and Davis's nephew, Orlando Anderson, at a Las Vegas hotel. What makes this high-stakes trial extraordinary is the prosecution's primary evidence, the defendant's own words. Investigators have no murder weapon, no getaway car, and no surveillance video from that fateful night on the Vegas Strip. Instead, the case relies almost entirely on statements Davis made across media platforms over two decades. The centerpiece is his 2019 tell-all memoir, Compton Street Legend, where Davis provides a chilling play-by-play narrative of getting a Glock pistol, hopping into a white Cadillac, and trailing Shakur's vehicle before a passenger in the back seat opened fire. In legal filings, prosecutors call Davis's extensive public admissions gold star evidence, pointing out that details in his book match physical evidence, including a photograph of Davis wearing a distinct suit mentioned in his writing. Over the years, Davis reiterated his involvement during a 2008 federal proffer interview, a 2018 interview on BET's Death Row Chronicles, and media appearances with outlets like Vlad TV. According to prosecutors, when Las Vegas police arrested him in September 2023, body camera footage recorded Davis openly declaring he was being taken in for the biggest case in Las Vegas history. Now, Davis faces up to life in prison if convicted, setting up a rare legal dynamic where prosecutors will argue the defendant is a credible narrator, while defense attorneys will paint their own client as a desperate liar and fraud who fabricated stories to profit off notoriety. Davis now claims his previous statements were false tall tales embellished by his co-author. Prosecutors must also overcome major hurdles, including 30 elapsed years, deceased witnesses, and a reluctant Shug Knight, who is currently serving 28 years in prison for a fatal hit-and-run, and has stated he will not testify. More crime and justice news after this. In Mandan, North Dakota, a mother is behind bars facing 9 criminal charges, including 2 counts of murder, after what local law enforcement describes as a traumatizing scene of violence. Police allege 22-year-old Kaylee Earhart stabbed her 5-month-old and 3-year-old children to death on Thursday, while severely injuring her 1-year-old child, who survived following emergency surgery. According to police reports, the horrifying incident began earlier that day when Earhart pulled a newly purchased handgun on her estranged husband, who was planning to file for divorce. The husband managed to disarm her during a violent physical struggle, fighting for control and scattering the weapon's components while sustaining bite and scratch wounds. Shortly after, Earhart allegedly armed herself with a knife, chasing both her husband and the children's grandmother out of the residence before attacking the 3 young children inside the home. Mandan Police Chief Jason Ziegler expressed profound grief during a press conference, praising responding officers for managing a crime scene he called one of the most horrific anyone could experience. Earhart now faces charges of murder, attempted murder, aggravated assault, and terrorizing. A judge set her cash bond at $3 million, citing extreme violence and community danger, alongside strict no-contact orders. Earhart's preliminary hearing and arraignment are scheduled for October 6th, as a local GoFundMe campaign continues raising funds for the grieving father and surviving child. Finally, a dispute over a romantic partner in Panama City, Florida, culminated in a brutal duel using heavy weaponry in a busy Publix parking lot. Police reports indicate that 35-year-old James Gay and 52-year-old Everett Critchbaum were arrested after engaging in a bloody physical altercation involving a machete and a hatchet on August 4th. According to witness Stephanie Marshall, identified as Gay's current girlfriend and former partner of Critchbaum, tension had been brewing between the two men. Authorities say Gay served as the primary aggressor, confronting Kritschbaum while he sat in his vehicle before returning with a sheathed machete and striking Kritschbaum across the face. Kritschbaum responded by retrieving a hatchet from his own car and swinging at Gay. When police officers arrived, both men required immediate medical attention and were transported to a hospital. Gay suffered a deep abdominal puncture wound and a laceration to his pinky finger that exposed the bone, while Kritschbaum suffered severe facial and hand lacerations after briefly losing consciousness. Court records reveal this is not Gay's first violent charge. In 2012, Gay was sentenced to 15 years in prison for aggravated battery in connection with the 2011 death of a 16-year-old boy whom Gay attacked using a chain wrapped around his hand. Released early in June 2024, Gay now faces new charges of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. Kritschbaum was subsequently arrested by the United States Marshal Service and faces aggravated battery causing bodily harm. Both men remain held at the Bay County Jail. For more crime and justice news, be sure to join us for Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on Fox One, YouTube, SiriusXM, and now streaming on Tubi. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.